so we just call it the arroyo. And sometimes when it's mentioned in the paper, sometimes instead of saying the Zacate Creek, they say the Arroyo del Zacate.
What are the other creeks around here?
The Chacon Creek, that's over here on this area. The Chacon Creek, and the Zacate Creek, and I guess that's about all.
What do those names mean?
Chacon?
Does that mean anything, or is it?
Well, there's a name of the Chacon. I mean, somebody's last name is Chacon.
Is named after somebody?
I guess. And there's an area there, the Chacon area. And I guess that's why it's called the Chacon Creek.
What about the
Zacate? Zacate means grass. So I don't know why it's called that. Maybe it's because it's too grassy, or could be that. I don't know. I've always, you know, just heard it named Zacate Creek, but otherwise I don't know the reason why.
No one would call it Grass Creek, though.
No, no. It's always called the Zacate Creek or the Arroyo del Zacate.
tell us. If you have a stream that's flowing along and suddenly drops off, the water goes on over. Goes down
and
to
a waterfall.
And a place where boats stop and where freight's unloaded.
That's a port.
And a small rise in land would be a...
A hill.
Okay. Anything else?
No, no.
Dolphin.
Pardon. Go ahead. No, that's all. A hill.
To open the door, you take hold of the door.
Knob.
Would you ever use the word knob talking about land?
Not that I know of.
What about something a whole lot bigger than a hill?
A mountain.
And the rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp.
Yes, I know what you're
say
talking about.
Fell off the
cliff.
And talk about several of those. You talk about several.
Several?
Several
cliffs.
And up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, but still up in the mountains, not the valley. Just that low place between mountains would be called a
between the mountains.
Did you ever hear of a gap or a pass?
A gap I have, yes.
And the gunfighters on television, for every man they killed, they cut a little
notch.
I wonder if people really did that.
I don't know.
I guess at one time Laredo was a western.
Yes, way back before it was settled by, you know, by a big community or a big several families or something like that. I guess it was kind of wild then.
Do you ever hear any stories about way back then?
Well, no. I have some clippings that used to come in the Laredo Times about and I kept them because I thought it would be useful for my grandchildren, for their history or whatever, about the founders, you know, of Laredo, but I never took the time to read them. I just cut them out and put them away.
Do your grandchildren live, any of your grandchildren live here?
Yes, I have a